Megan Rapinoe slams Olympics over trans athlete ban, claims they did not follow the science. By Warner Todd Houston on April 5, 2026. Retired Team USA soccer star Megan Rapinoe is ripping the International Olympic Committee, IOC, over its recent announcement that men identifying as women are banned from competing in women's Olympic sports. Rapinoe also scoffed at the IOC's claim that it followed scientific evidence showing the male body has distinct and real physical advantages over the female form, and that it based its decision on that evidence to ensure fairness in women's sports. Rapinoe also claims that science does not prove any such thing and that men who have transitioned to women have the same physical traits as women. Last month, the IOC ruled that eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games or any other IOC event, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females, determined on the basis of a one-time SRY gene screening, Fox News reported. The IOC also insisted that its new policy was evidence-based and reviewed by experts. But radical, LGBTQ+ activist Rapinoe objects. Unfortunately, we have to say that all in the same breath as a really horrible rule came out from the International Olympic Committee, Rapinoe exclaimed. They announced a new policy that they're calling. I can't even believe that they're calling it this because it has nothing to do with protecting women. I feel like two people, who played at the very highest level for every competition that you possibly could, don't agree with this and never felt like this was an issue at all. The protection of the female, women's, category. She disputed the IOC's evidence and also accused the sports authority of initiating invasive testing for transgender individuals and women alike. We already know that biology, as much as we want it to be just nice and clean and tight and perfectly in one category in another, it's not, the extremist insisted without much evidence. We know that. So, now what we're doing is subjecting everybody. All women and all people who are identifying as women to this really invasive testing that only to me says like, oh, we're just trying to whittle it down to a certain type of woman. Is that what we're doing? That's really the whole game here. She went on to insist that the policy is just based on hate for transgender people. They sort of lost the battle on gay marriage and lost the battle on all these things. So it's just like, we're gonna have this whole campaign for all these years to just hate trans people, which is such a small percentage of the population. It's actually on a single hand when we're talking about sports. And just like thread the absolute tightest needle thread that you possibly could, she continued. Rapinoe then insisted there is no science behind the IOC's decision. This committee is framing it as based in science, which it's not, she bloviated. This will ultimately just prevent people from competing within the women's category that they feel like they have an unfair advantage. It's just really hateful. There's been so few athletes that are trans or competing as trans and it's so blatant on its face. It's a total acquiescence to the Trump administration and to really right-wing conservative politics that really is just bringing down so much hate against such a small percentage of people who are just trying to live their life. It's just horrible, and I'm just sickened by it, really. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.